from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's reset, because the big story around the NFL the last 2 days has been the soap opera between Tua Tagovailoa and Brian Flores. Tua just took aim, took his missiles out, and just aimed them right at Brian Flores, straight from Dan Lebatard's couch. Tua Tagovailoa had this to say about his former
Lebatard had him shooting missiles
from his couch.
Yeah.
This was Tua Tagovailoa a couple days ago talking about his former head coach Brian Flores and what a drain he was on him.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear, or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, I mean, it's basically been, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now.
Okay, so before we play Brian Flores' response, the one thing I was thinking about this yesterday, and I actually thought about that president analogy again, because it's a horrible analogy. Most presidents do not lack for self-confidence. Yeah. It's one of the prerequisites of the job, is that you're going to take a lot of arrows.
Yeah.
Those dudes, when was the last president where you're like, if only he were more confident? Yeah. But I think that's a little instructive in terms of, like in any communication, there's the message and then there's the receiver. The messenger and the receiver. There's a person delivering that. And when you say the same thing to 10 different people, it's 10 different messages because they all hear it through their own filters.
Yeah.
And I do wonder exactly what Brian Flores was saying to Tua. And like specifically, I would love to know what he was saying, but then how Tua interpreted it.
Yeah.
Because Tua obviously interpreted it as
being told
that I suck and I'm not here. Brian Flores could have said that to U.S. president, and I think a lot of presidents might have interpreted it differently. So I don't know specifically what Flores said, but it at the very least, I can say maybe Flores misgaged the situation or misgaged, unless he just genuinely did want to destroy his confidence and get out there or something. But I can't, like, this is, man, I saw all these people lambasting Flores before they even heard his side of anything. And it's just classically, he said, she said, all right, well, this is one dude's version. And by the way, most quarterbacks don't come out and dish like this, even after they've worked with. I'm not trying to say Tua's soft or anything, but I think amongst 32 NFL quarterbacks, he might be the one who least needed the tough love approach.
Look at the way he was handling his contract situation.
Yeah.
Tua is, I think, and I know he played for Nick Saban. But I think there's a good chance that Nick Saban might have this gruff exterior with the media and on the right. sidelines and things like that, and maybe handle things differently behind the scenes, and maybe even with Tua, offload that to Steve Sarkisian or whoever the OC was at the time. There's probably a lot more interaction with that person going on. Who knows? Flores, let's play Flores here. The one thing Flores is guilty of is not knowing what management style works with Tua.
Right,
I think
right.
we can all agree
yeah.
on that. Whatever yeah. he was saying to him, it clearly ruined Tua,
yeah.
who was a really important asset for that team, having used a top five pick on him. Here was Flores yesterday saying he wishes Tua the best.
I just want to say, look, I'm happy, genuinely happy, genuinely happy for the success that Tua's had. And I really wish him nothing but the best. And, you know, I think, you know, player relationships are very important to me. I think that's kind of the foundation of coaching. I mean, I got into coaching because, you know, I was impacted as a young guy by my high school coaches, my college coaches, my going all the way to Pop Warner. I got into coaching because, you know, I want to make that same kind of impact, positive impact, pour into young people, help them become, you know, as KO says all the time, the best versions of themselves. And, you know, that's really my goal always in coaching.
KO is Kevin O'Connell, yeah. the head coach of the Vikings, who he's talking about there.
It's and it's another classic thing again, where, man, sometimes just different cultures are the wrong fit for different dudes. And I think Flores is in a culture of this Bill Parcells tree of, like, because I played in a Bill Parcells tree. And yeah, there's a kind of a rough culture. It's kind of, man, it's brutal. It's brutal. Like, they want to see how tough you are and everything else like that. And you do, you're stressed out all the time because you're terrified of getting yelled at in films. Ted Johnson and I used to have therapy sessions about this together. Like, it's a different culture, and some guys can handle it and some guys can't. It doesn't mean that one is better and one is worse. I do, like, having seen the way the other world operates, like the D'Amico Ryan's world and everything, I'm like, well, if given a choice, if both can succeed,
yeah.
I kind of see the appeal of the kinder, gentler side of it. But I can't stand here and act like Brian Flores was just an evil person because he hurt young, tender Tua Tagovailoa's feelings.
I'm 100% with you on that. I thought clearly Brian Flores at the beginning of that cut we just played was pondering which direction he should go with his answer, because one thing he didn't do is deny that he said all those things
right.
to Tua.
I feel like he just, I thought
he probably
seemed,
felt like it was a no-win situation.
I thought he seemed genuinely contrite in terms of, this is the way
no,
I interpreted
I do too.
It. By
yeah.
his, I think, I interpreted it as maybe he also could have said, like, look, you know, I try to do this, pour into guys, and you know, I probably should have taken a different tact with Tua. Or I didn't read, you know, maybe I just said I need to do a better job of seeing how it's affecting people or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't, it was, for me, it seemed like genuinely heartfelt enough that it wasn't just boilerplate. I'm going to say what I have to say about, like, I don't talk about situations or whatever. So I felt like it was a little bit more human than I expected.
It was way more human than I expected, because the picture, I haven't watched a ton of Brian Flores up in front of the media before. Like, Tua's picture that he paints there in that 2 minutes he was talking about him is the most insight I've gotten into what Brian Flores is all about. And who's been following the Dolphins when Flores was the coach there? You know what I mean? And so I was expecting like a Belichick type response where he's just not going to address any. Like, he's going to get asked about this, take 10 seconds deflecting and saying, I'm thinking about the Seahawks or whoever we're playing in week 3 of the preseason coming up.
Yeah.
And he did do some of that at the end. Like, and we'll play, here's one more from Brian Flores. This is Brian Flores on Tua calling him a terrible person.
That hit me in a way that, you know, wasn't, I wouldn't say it was, you know, positive for me. But at the same time, you know, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? You know, how can I be better? And that's really, where I'm at from that standpoint. Do I feel like, you know, that's me? No. But, you know, how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not, you know, the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores?
All right, so here's the thing too, Seth, about Brian Flores, is that's getting lost in this, I think. He won games with the Dolphins. Like, his two seasons with Tua in the building.
He overperformed.
He went 10-6 in Tua's rookie year, and he went 9-8 in Tua's second year. And that's where, if I were Brian Flores, if I thought to myself, man, because he clearly got fired because he couldn't get along with, they chose Tua over Flores, and you can tell by the guy they hired to replace Flores that that was the issue. They hired,
there was questions whether, yeah.
Mike McDaniel came in, and the first thing he's doing is FaceTiming with Tua from the plane.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Flores would contend that he got fired because he won too many games.
Maybe.
You know, because he was, the Flores' side of that story was that the owner was actively encouraging him to lose games, and he refused.
Right. That's right. I forgot about that. If I'm Brian Flores, maybe I'm looking back, like, okay, maybe if I had adapted my management style just a little bit. I mean, he went 10-6 and 9-8 with that dysfunctional environment that Tua's talking about.
Right, right, yeah.
They were above 500 both years.
Yeah, well, and that's where it also gets into, like, okay, grading against how you think things should be versus sometimes in pro sports especially, you got to deal with what the resources that you have. And maybe Tua wasn't as tough as he wanted it to be or whatever, but you got to realize, yeah, but this is our guy.
I got to
figure out a way to get the most out of him.
Yeah. And he's not a left guard. He's the quarterback.
He's the face of the franchise. Your quarterbacks. And I think that the one thing you've seen out of guys like, okay, Saban and Belichick through their careers was that I think both those guys, and I'm not saying this lightly or anything, but at all, I'm not trying to say this in a light way, but they're I think, a little bit on the spectrum. You know, like, they're incredibly analytical and stuff, but early in their career, like, the human side of things, like, completely eluded them. And to their credit, they both had to work on it. I mean, Belichick hired consultants to help teach him to basically be better with people.
Yeah. So he was aware of it.
Well, yeah, he was aware of it. You know, and I think that they had to figure it out, and they needed to learn how to soften some of their edges. And I think maybe Flores probably has to go through that transition too when it comes to being a head coach. But it's at the end of the day, there's a part I can't get over when it comes to Tua's side of it. It's he said, she said, and it's a quarterback who's doing something that active NFL quarterbacks almost never do that I can remember, which is dishing about interpersonal issues in an extreme way where they're, like, basically slinging arrows at another coach right now. And maybe that makes him courageous, or maybe it makes him a guy that's just more affected by it than other NFL quarterbacks.
Dude, and I know we need to get out here, but real quick, like, you won the war. You got your $53 million.
Yeah.
I could understand it more if the Dolphins were hemming and hawing about paying him, and he's trying to use some platform somewhere to say, like, hey, look, the reason I don't have the body of work that some of these other guys do, one, concussions, two, the first 2 years, it's taken me 2 years to get rid of the scars from the first 2 years.
Yeah.
You know? But you got paid, man. Like, just, man, go ass backwards into your pile of money.
Yeah, up next, John Elway tears into Dan Reeves.
Yeah, dude, you got your two Super Bowls. What are you doing? All right, Payne and Pendergast, we head into the 8 o'clock hour. Astros lose last night, but there is something I discovered this morning that I need to be a little bit more focused on when it comes to the Houston Astros. No, and I'm going to bring everybody along for the ride with me on this one, because I feel like there's people in the audience that may be suffering from the same thing.
Uh-oh.
We'll get to that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.